Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by Baylife Church, Port Stephens. We hope you find this message challenges and inspires you in your daily Christian walk. For more information, visit www.baylifechurch.org.au.
Awesome. Well, this morning, we're in a series called Identity Theft, and I think this might be the last one. Is that correct, Pastor? Tonight is the last one. Greg's going to be bringing a word tonight. Tonight's going to be the last episode, I suppose you can call it, of Identity Theft. And this morning, the identity theft that I'm going to be talking about is our past. Can everyone say past? And my title of my message is, it's time to clean up. Can everyone say clean up? And not keep tidying up. It's time to clean up and not keep tidying up. This message is going to challenge you. This message is going to be something that I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to speak into your life about. And I so have a faith this morning that we can actually respond to what God wants to do in this place this morning and actually clean some stuff up in our life and get rid of some stuff and stop chucking it in those places. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know you are God's temple and that God dwells within you?" How exciting is that? That God dwells within us. We are a temple that God lives in, that Jesus Christ lives inside of you and lives inside of me. And I try to explain this to Toby and he's like, "Where?" Doesn't quite get that yet. But it's exciting that Jesus lives within us and we are a house, I suppose. This morning we're going to be talking about a house, we're going to be talking about a home, and we're going to use that as, I suppose, an illustration or a, metaphor for our house, which is our body and our life. And in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God?" Let me pray, and we'll get into it. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the platform that's been set this morning, Lord God, the encouragement that's been in this building. Holy Spirit, I just pray this morning that you can speak through this message, Lord God, into the life, into the hearts and the minds of every single person in this building today, Lord God. I just pray that you can do something in us and that you can help us, God, be able to clean up some stuff in our life that we don't need to live with, that we are living with, and that we don't want to live with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty. It happens about once or twice a year. People wash walls, strip floors, clean windows, wipe cupboards, defrost the refrigerator / freezer, wash curtains, dry clean drapes, steam clean the carpets, sanitize the bathrooms, paint the bedrooms, clean out the garage, clean out the attic, reorganize the closet, take the junk to the dump, pile bags of paper and boxes of unwanted items on the side of the road where the garbage man comes and chucks them in and throws them away. Maybe you did this not long ago, or maybe you're planning to do it soon. It's called spring cleaning. Whoever does a spring clean, I don't know, I've never done it in my life. But every few times a year that we get motivated to clean up and get rid of the junk in our life, in our houses, the stuff that we never use, that just storing up, clogging up our life. And a good old cleanup is something I feel that is what we need to be doing with our life, maybe more than once or twice a year, or maybe you've never done a good old cleanup in your life ever. But once the job is done, it feels good, right? It feels so good. You feel like you've accomplished something. The house smells fresh and clean. You can park the car in the garage again. You enjoy sitting in the family room. That awful smell whenever you open the kitchen cupboard is gone. You can open the fridge without embarrassment or something green jumping out and attacking you. It's a good thing to clean up, and we do it regularly in our house. You know, there's so many things that we can clean up in our house. You know, we can clean up the, you know, for example, we could clean up the study or the library. You know, we could clean up our mind, what we think about what we, you know, the things that go through our head. We can clean up the living room, maybe our friends, who are hanging around, what we're talking about. We can clean that stuff up in our life. You know, we can clean up the entertainment room maybe in our life. We can clean up the stuff that we're looking at or watching, or clean up some, you know, I don't know, just the entertainment stuff that are bombarding us every single day of our life. But today, the room or the place or maybe the whole house that I want to talk about is that room in your house where you put your junk. The place where you put things when we want to tidy up and not really clean up. Those little drawers that might be all through your house, those places in our house where we just put the stuff that we don't want anyone to see. I don't know about you, but I've been told that I am a very good tidier. My wife, beautiful, beautiful wife, tells me all the time, "Babe, you never clean up." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Don't pretend you've had this conversation at home. It's not just me. "You never clean up." "Well, what do you mean I never clean up? I just put that stuff away and I did that and I did that." And she's like, "That's not cleaning." I'm like, "What is it then? You're just tidying stuff up and putting it away that we have to deal with it later." Oh, yeah, true. I'm a good tidier, but I'm not necessarily a great cleaner. All the parents in the house are pushing their kids going, "See, you tidy your room, but you never clean it. You just put it under the bed." We all do it. That's why I never ask your parents to buy you an ensemble, because you can't get anything under there. Get a bed, because then you can just stuck all the stuff under there that you don't want them to see. Preach it, Clummy. Preach it, Clummy. I'm a very good tidier, but I'm not a very good cleaner. My wife does tell me that cleaning involves getting out that stuff that you spray on things. And and then when you wipe it, the mess is actually gone. And just hasn't been, you know, smeared over with the cloth that you find in your sink full of yesterday's breakfast. You're all laughing, Daz, but I know you do it. We all do. We're all great tidiers, because cleaning requires a bit of hard work, right? Cleaning requires time. It requires effort. It requires us to do something that we don't necessarily like to do. It's so much easier to tidy it up than to clean it up. You know, everyone has that cupboard or that space in their house where we put stuff that we don't want anyone to see. Yeah? Anyone not have one of those cupboards? I'll pray for you later if you don't, because I can build you one. That's a good thing. You know, it's the shove in there and pretend it's not in their cupboard. It's the put it in there and pretend that it's not there cupboard that, you know, I'll deal with that in 10 years' time, maybe if I remember that it's in there. And they usually just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Sometimes it can be a cupboard. Sometimes it can be a whole room. That, you know, some people have junk rooms in their house, and you bring people over to your house and say, "Oh, don't go in there. That's just the junk room." Yeah, we've all got one. We've all got a junk room. Sometimes it's the garage turns into the junk room, and we got these beautiful cars that we park in the street because we can't fit the car into the garage anymore because it's filled with junk. Filled with stuff that, hey, you know what? I'm going to use that one day. All the wives are poking their husbands going, "Yeah, you told you to clean that up ages ago." Maybe sometimes it's the whole house and it's just filled with stuff that we don't need or want or maybe just want to deal with in life. You know, does anyone love when they come home to a freshly cleaned house? Anyone love when you come home to a freshly clean house and it's like, oh, it's fresh, it's clean. It gives you energy, right? Freshly walk into a clean house, it feels nice to be in. It's clean, it's fresh, it's nice. You know, there's heaps of room to move around. You know, we don't need to step over those that stuff or, you know, go through our hallways, you know, past the stuff that's in there. And there's heaps of room. If I can get a drink of water, that would be awesome. There's heaps of room for us to move around. And it feels good. And this morning, this is exactly what I'm trying to get to. That, church, we have so much junk from our past. We have so much stuff in our lives that we've been through. So much stuff in our life that has happened to us. And sometimes it sucks, it's hard, and you can't necessarily do anything about what we've been through. But so often, we get the stuff that happened to us, and we stick it in a place, thanks Maddie, in our life. And we just keep it there forever. And we walk around it and pretend that it's not there. And we, you know, just store more stuff on top of it, keep putting it in the closet. And every time we go to that closet and it opens up, it just causes a mess in our life. It just causes a mess everywhere. And I believe this morning the Holy Spirit wants to do something in this place and wants to help us to be able to clean up some of this junk in our house and clean up the mess that we've lived in the past, or the stuff that we're carrying from our past that we actually don't have to carry. How good is that? How good is H2O? When the house is dirty, it can stink, be full of stuff that stops us moving around. And as I was saying, this is exactly, you know, similar to our lives. You know, sometimes even, who's ever known a hoarder? Anyone known a hoarder? Yeah? That, I've got a little bit, everyone's got a bit of hoarder in them. Everyone's got that little bit of, I'll use that one day, like those bits of paper that you pull out of your pocket, think, don't know what it is, but I'll put it on my shelf because I may need that one day. My wife says all the time, what is with all this stuff on the bench in the bedroom? You're never going to use it. She throws it away all the time, and sometimes I'm like, why did you throw that away? I needed that. She's like, no, you didn't. But hoarders, I feel like we even subconsciously hoard stuff. So how I get this across, that in life, stuff happens to us. We go through stuff. Maybe someone says something to us, or you know, a situation happens in life, and it sucks, and it makes us feel a certain way. I feel we, as people, we grab this stuff and we hoard it because one day we want to go to that place again, open it up, get it out to make us feel better about ourselves, or to maybe justify our actions and our behavior, because this is what's happened in the past. It's okay for me to go to that place in my closet to pull it out to say, but this happened. But you don't understand, this happened. And we're hoarding past experiences. We're hoarding past emotions. We're hoarding past hurts in our life because we feel like we're going to need them again one day. I don't know. We just went quiet, so maybe that this is speaking to you this morning, that we hoard emotions and past experiences in our life because we feel like we're going to need them again one day. You know what? Sometimes people's actual houses are spotless and they're amazing when you walk into and you think they've got life all together. It's like, wow, if only I could have a house like that. That's what people think when they come to my house about, 2 hours beforehand, looks like a bomb's hit it. We're professional tidiers, the clumps. Come over to our house for dinner, it's like, wow, your house is so clean and shiny. And do you guys even have kids? Like, where are their toys? Under the bed, in the closet, in the garage, shut that door. Sometimes our cars are even full. in the garage because I put up shelves. But sometimes our houses, physical houses, can look so amazing. And we pretend that we've got it all together, but really, our life is cluttered and messy, and it stinks. You know, when we have stuff in our life, it takes up room in our temple. Remember before that was saying that, you know, you are God's temple, and God's Spirit dwells within us. That this, our heart and our mind, our spirit is where Jesus lives. And I think it's so important that we recognize that when we put stuff in our life that doesn't need to be there, it actually takes away space for God to be in. It takes up space where God wants to be, but we put things there because we think that we need it and we're gonna maybe use it again one day. You know, Jesus can't go into the rooms that we don't let him into. You know what? He's such a gentleman. He loves us so much, and he's never going to just barge into an area and fix it up and make it all better. We actually have to let him into that place, let him into that room, and say, hey, Jesus, I want you to come in here and clean this up because I want you to live in this place. I don't want the junk to live here any longer. And we have these rooms, these garages, these cupboards, these places in our life where we put the hurts of the past and we put the junk. It's taking up room for our God to live in. I hope this is making sense this morning. You know, we have things in our life that we know that we have and that we know that we don't want, but we hide them. And I don't know why we do this as humans. We have stuff we don't like. We deal with stuff all the time that we don't need, but we choose to keep it in the house. You know, if someone gave me a bomb, I wouldn't go put it in the closet. You know, if someone gave me a rotten sandwich, I wouldn't go put it in my cupboard and because I'm going to use it one day. I'm going to get that. I'm going to throw it out and get rid of it because I don't want it to harm my life. I don't want it to be something in my life that stinks up my life. That when certain things happen in life, we act certain ways and we want to get closer to God, and we want God to do stuff in our lives and move in our life. But maybe it's the room in your house and that place in your life that you're not opening up for the Holy Spirit to move in so that God can actually do that thing in your life. I just don't understand why, and we all do it. I'm up here admitting 100% that I do the exact same thing, and I question all the time, why do I keep it in my life? Because we don't have to. You know, today, what I want to encourage us is that we're going to be cleaning up our house. And remember, cleaning means doing a bit of hard work. Cleaning means, you know, getting out the bleach, getting out the stuff in the, I'm not good at technical terms, but you know, the stuff in the shower, stuff, Windex, there it is. Look at you. Look, you can go home and wash all the windows. You know what it's called. That's great. You got a big glass house? Perfect. Yeah, I'm allowed to preach that, aren't I, Shaz? Make sure you don't get an ensemble. But today what I want to encourage us as a church, and I really want, the reason why I'm just, I just want the Holy Spirit to move in this place this morning. That I want the Holy Spirit to be able to speak. You know, there's nothing that I can physically say that is going to make you open that place up in your life. You know, there's nothing that I could actually do. But it's in God, the Holy Spirit can do anything. You know, when we open that place up and let him in there, it's amazing what can happen in those places. You know, we're going to be cleaning our house, and we're going to be getting rid of some of the stuff in our lives that make it stink and clutter it up. Do you know what I mean by when I say makes our life stink? It doesn't necessarily mean we walk around and people go, what's that smell? But, you know, it's just stuff in your life you don't like. And you're like, that stinks. Why do I act like that? Why do I behave like that? Why do I do this stuff? And, you know, we're talking about identity theft. And it actually steals, the past can actually steal our identity of actually who Christ has called us to be. And steal our calling and steal, you know, we let our past affect our future. We let the stuff that happens in our past affect the thing that God wants to do in our future. And we put it, as I said, we put it in the closet and we bring it out and we say, but you don't understand. This is why I can't do the thing God's called me to do. Because someone said this or did this or I did this, maybe. You don't understand what I've done. And we put it in the closet, put it in the junk pile, and we just let it sit there. And pull it out when we feel like we need it. And when people come over to your house, we want it to be clean. You know, when we're inviting someone into our house, we want it to be clean and we want it to be someone that's inviting. You know, the Holy Spirit lives in here, church. The Holy Spirit lives in here. We want it to be a place where He can move freely in our life wherever He needs to move. That He can go into any area of our life, into any room of our life, and encourage us and help us become bigger and stronger people in our lives. We want it to be clean. So this morning, why don't we clean it up? You know, have a look at, I suppose when we have this stuff in our life, it can rob us of some stuff. And have a look at David. And how what he needed to do, he needed to deal with his past so that he could be joyful again. That, you know, we know the story about how he slept with Bathsheba and he, you know, basically killed a man. And, you know, the prophet, is it Nathan or Nathaniel? I think it was, came to him and said, hey, there was a guy that, you know, had so much and there was a guy that had nothing. And, you know, David... you know, this is what this guy did. He actually, the king made the poor guy that only had one goat kill his goat to feed the town. And David just got so angry, like, that is ridiculous. I can't believe someone would do that. And he said, hey, that was you. And from that time, you know, crazy stuff happened in his life that he lost his family and all this stuff happened. And he wrote this psalm in Psalm 51 and He cries out to God and he says, God, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. He lost his joy. He lost his joy because of his past, because of the stuff that he did, because of the guilt maybe that he was feeling in his life, that he actually lost the joy in life. And he didn't have the joy that he felt once before. And he needed to go back to God and say, God, come into my life. Clean this thing up. I repent. You know, forgive me of the stuff that is making me feel this way. And renew in me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. And make me willing to obey you again. You know, Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the Holy Spirit coming into our life and letting Him renew, clean up, and start to make us think differently. You know, get rid of some of that stuff. Holy Spirit is the only one that can do this, to come into our life and let Him move and to clean up some of the junk that we hold on to and live with. You know, maybe today it's a tiny step and it's just one little drawer that we can open up and let God in. That's a good thing, right? We don't have to necessarily clean the whole house in one day. It's exhausting. I couldn't do it. Maybe today it's just that one thing the Holy Spirit's dropping on your heart today to say, hey, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. So we can just open up that little drawer and let the Holy Spirit come in and clean that up. And once you've cleaned something, next time it becomes easier, right? I cleaned my gutters once on my house, just once. I've only lived there for a few years, but I need to do it again. But you know what? I feel like I can do it well because I've done it again, and it wasn't actually that hard. And once you finished it, it felt so good. It's like cleaning your car. I've done that twice. And it feels really good when you clean your car. And I've got this thing in me that I want to keep a clean car. It's not happening too well at the moment. But once you do it, it becomes easy to do the next time, right? You know, maybe if the first time that you go to clean your car and you wash it and you have to do everything, like you buff it and wax it and detail the whole thing, get inside with that stuff that you spray on and wipe around. I don't know if you use Windex in cars. Armorall? I don't think you use that stuff either. I got told it cracks your enamel, whatever that stuff's called, in your Juco, in your car. But what I'm trying to say is that if you try and do everything all at once, maybe you might get demotivated to do it next time. You'll never do it again. You know, it's like mowing your lawns. It feels great. I've done that a few times. And it feels really good once you mow your lawns. And you want to go do it again next time because of the joy that you get after. I pray that you hear what I'm saying here this morning, church, that God doesn't expect you to clean up your whole life, your whole house, all at once. Maybe today it's just that one little thing that he's prompting you with to say, hey, God, come into my life and I want to deal with this thing today. Because that next time that you got to deal with something else, it becomes easier because you've done it before and go, hey, I know how to do this now. You know, I'm not sure what it is in your life, but maybe it's forgiveness today. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. I reckon that's the hardest person to forgive is ourselves sometimes, just as the band comes. The hardest person sometimes to forgive is ourselves, that we know that Jesus has forgiven us. We know that, you know, the Bible says that our sins are cast as far as the east is to the west. That Jesus died for every single sin that we could ever possibly do. He's died for that, which means we are forgiven. But we still deal with the stuff. We still live with the guilt of our past. Even though we're forgiven, and we know we're forgiven, we still live with the guilt of the past. And you know what? That is so the enemy. That is so Satan just wanting to, you know, be the accuser. They call him the accuser of the brethren. He just wants to accuse us about the stuff that we've done, even though we've been forgiven. Maybe this morning it's forgiving yourself or forgiving someone else. Somebody did something or said something that just wasn't right, just wasn't fair. And you've been holding on to it and storing it up in your house for so long. Don't know what it was, but you do. And we just hold on to it. And we keep it in our life for some reason because we feel like we're going to need to use it again one day. And I think usually it's to bring it out to say, hey, but you don't understand. We don't need to do that anymore. We can be free from that. You know, the Holy Spirit can clean that up today. Get the bleach out and clean it up that it's not there anymore. Rather than just sweep it under the bed again or put it back in that closet until next time. Why don't we get rid of it this morning and have a bit more room in our life, have a bit more freedom in our life for God to continue to move in our life, open up some of those rooms, those places in our life where the Holy Spirit can come in and move through us because it's not cluttered. You know what? Have a look at Joseph. You know what? He had to not hold on to the stuff that happened to him. You know the story of Joseph, you know, his brothers were going to kill him, sold him into slavery, and years and years and years and years and years and years, he got the promise ages ago that his brothers were going to bow down and worship him. But years and years and years, he had to go to prison, and he had to be accused of stuff that he never did, and eventually, you know, he interpreted the dreams, and the famine happened, and his brothers came back. It would have been so easy for him to say, I'm not going to forgive you. You try to kill me. You can go die, but he didn't. He basically obviously forgave them all and gave them the best of the land and brought his father in. And it's a phenomenal story. And in Isaiah 43, 18 to 20, it says, but forget all that. I love this verse. Forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to start and do something new. Can everyone say something new? Who wants something new in your life? Something fresh, something exciting. You know, it's when you clean up, there's so many possibilities that you can do. So many possibilities in your, I don't know if you've, I'm not going to quote that movie, but so many possibilities when you clean up. God wants to do something new, and he wants to start it today. It goes on and it says, see, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and the owls too, for giving them fresh water in the desert. Maybe you feel like you're in a desert this morning, that you're in a place in a dry wasteland. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to come in and just bring fresh, living water into that place, into your life, and just clean up the stuff that where you feel barren and dry. It says, yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. He wants to be refreshed. Yeah, come on. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? You know, forgiveness. Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's something that someone did, someone said. Something that you've been through, a circumstance, a situation, a terrible journey that you had to go through. And we've held on to the emotion and the stuff, and we put it in a closet, and it's clogging up our life. This morning, the Holy Spirit wants to come in that room. He wants to clean it up and get rid of it. But remember, we've got to clean it up. We've got to invite the Holy Spirit in to do it. You know, maybe it's relationships. Maybe you've been through a terrible relationship, and you're holding on to this thing of bitterness and dryness, and this thing in your life that you just, maybe it's taking up massive space in your house. This morning, Holy Spirit wants to come in and refresh that place. Holy Spirit wants to clean up the thoughts and the emotions and the memories maybe that you're dealing with from those relationships that you're in that you wish you never were. There's healing for that. Maybe it's self-image. Maybe it's the lies that you believe about yourself. That you look in the mirror and you believe these lies, and you know, every morning you wake up and you believe these lies and you put them in the closet, you know, that little drawer next to the sink, and then you know, go on with your day, and then the next morning you open it back up and put that back onto your life. The lies that you believe every day, taking up space, taking up room in our life. Maybe it's the habitual sin that we live in, that we keep doing the thing that we're not meant to do, that we know we're not meant to do it, and every time we do it, we feel like we're the worst people in the world, that how can God love me? How can I be in a relationship with Jesus Christ because of the stuff that I do? God wants to come into that place today and clean it up. Get rid of it. I just want you to close your eyes for a second, if you can do that. I'm just going to ask right now for the Holy Spirit just to reveal to you the thing that you need cleaning up this morning. You can just ask Him, just say, hey God, what is it this morning? What is it? He'll tell you. We've all got it. Whatever it is today, the Holy Holy Spirit wants to come in and clean up that area that we've been hiding for far too long. It's starting to stink. We're always pretending that it's not there. But when we really be honest with ourselves, it is. I believe that today is the day that you have the amazing opportunity this morning to invite the Holy Spirit in to clean it up. It's all on you. Throw it away, get rid of it, and take back some of that space that I believe the enemy's using to clog up our life, to clog up our mind, to clog up our heart. You know what, this morning, if that's you, I just want you to be honest with God. I just want you to lift your hands up to heaven. If you want to open up some of those areas in your life, open up some of those rooms. I don't know if you can picture yourself going to that place, opening it up and just letting the junk fall out. Let the Holy Spirit in. You know what, church? If that's you this morning, just lift your hands up to God. Lift them up to heaven. It might not be easy to do. It might be hard. It might hurt. It might be painful. But you know you need to do it. I encourage you this morning. Open your life up to God. Open your life up to the possibilities of what the Holy Spirit can do in our life. You know, where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. Amen? Where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. All over this place, people are opening those doors and those drawers and those garages and those places in our life. And I just want to pray right now for a refreshing of the Holy Spirit in your life, a refreshing of that those rivers, that water that God wants to bring into those areas of your life. And Holy Spirit, breathe freshness. You know, church, if your hands aren't raised this morning, if you can just put your hand on a person next to you, if you could do that, that'd be awesome. Just believe with them this morning that they can have freedom, that they can, you know, get rid of the junk. They can have some rooms and some space in their life that they want back. That's been taken away. You can get out of your seats for this, by the way. You can just walk around and just put your hand on someone's shoulder. That'll be great. Thanks, heaps. That's good. Cool, let's pray together as a church. Holy Spirit, this morning, I just pray and thank you that you love us so much. God, I just thank you so much that you dwell within us, that our lives are the house that you live in, God. And we just pray and we choose today, Lord God, to open up those rooms, open up those drawers, open up those places, Lord God, we're putting our past, Lord God. We're putting the things, Lord God, that we're living with, that we don't need to live with any longer, Lord God. And today we're choosing to invite you into those situations, Holy Spirit. Invite you into those places, Lord God. And we just pray right now in Jesus' name. You can just clean it up. Holy Spirit, give them a fresh revelation of your love, Lord God. Forgiveness, Lord God, that lies and untruths are breaking off people's lives, Lord God. That past relationships, Lord God, that we've been in that have hurt us, Lord God. We can invite you into those situations and believe that, you know what, that you are in control, Lord God. That we don't have to deal with the hurt and the pain any longer, Lord God. That we can give it to you. God, this morning, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you so much that you want us to be whole. You want us to be fresh, Lord God. You want us to be living a life full of passion and hopes and dreams, Lord God. And we're not going to let our past get in the way of our future any longer, Lord God. Holy Spirit, this morning, we thank you for what you're doing in this place right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's worship God this morning. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the message today brought to you by Baylife Church. We hope the message leaves you feeling challenged and inspired to live out your Christian walk. Please tune in again for next week's message.